This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Welcome back in, everybody. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday morning. A lot happening here today. Our man, Brian Matthews, AuburnSports.com, joining us on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Doing okay. How are you guys?
Doing fine. You just retweeted something from Tom Winter of NBC, and Tom has said, breaking news, the FBI has arrested several NCAA assistant basketball coaches in a corruption scheme. There'll be a press conference at noon with the United States attorney. He also says one of the coaches charged in the corruption scheme is Chuck Person at Auburn. Any background on that, Brian?
I just heard about this minutes ago. I'm reading through the, the charges right now. I'm not even close to halfway done with them, but what I've gathered so far, at least one charge involving accepting a bribe from an agent to steer a player to that agent, and I believe another accusation involves steering money to a recruit or a student athlete. I'm not sure which yet. I'm still reading through this, but it looks really, really serious for Chuck Person and Auburn basketball.
Well, this is, of course, breaking information that actually Barry and I got, as well as Brian, just moments ago. So really don't know a lot about it, just the face of it from what we're reading and hearing. But I'm sure later this morning, Brian, you at AuburnSports.com will have a lot more information on this as it becomes forthright, and people are finding more about it. And as you mentioned, there is a press conference scheduled later this morning.
Yeah, there is. And I'll read you just one little part I just came apart.
Okay.
Rashawn Mitchell is another person named in this indictment. And others unknown, participating in a scheme to defraud by telephone, email, and wire transfer of funds, among other means and methods, university, by facilitating concealing bribe payments to student athletes at university. Oh. And are their families, thereby causing the university to continue to provide athletic scholarships to student athletes who, in truth and in fact, were ineligible to compete as a result of the bribe payment. That's really, really serious.
That is serious.
We're talking about steering money. We're talking about playing ineligible players. This is going to hit really hard. And like I said, I'm not even halfway through this whole thing. So.
Yeah, that's providing scholarship money to players who at least one representative of the university knew was ineligible at the time, ongoing. We'll keep an eye on that. It's fortuitous for us, at least, that it came about just as we were getting you on the air, so you can at least give us a jump start on this deal. To football, Auburn, Missouri. Auburn wins that one by 37 on the road in the SEC. My co-host has been saying all the time, while there's been hand-wringing and teeth-gnashing among the Auburn faithful because of their slow offensive start, John has been saying, y'all, just hang on. Things are going to get better. How much better has Auburn gotten indicative by that win against Missouri?
Well, they've definitely took a step forward, I think. And we have to take everything with a little grain of salt because I think Missouri is probably the worst team in the SEC. But still, that said, they played better against Missouri than they did against Georgia Southern. Our Mercer on offense, definitely. That big play element that they've been missing in the offense was back. Five explosive plays, including three long passes. They attacked the edges of the defense much better. Jarrett Stidham, you can see him continually getting better. He's completed 83% of his passes last two games. So I think there's a lot of positives to build on. I think this gives the offense more confidence in itself. And I think it gives the defense confidence in the offense, and they don't feel like they have to go out there and pitch a shutout at the game.
Yeah, and Brian, my thing, you know, has been, you know, losing to Clemson on the road, who I think currently is the best team in college football, is, you know, a loss is a loss. It sucks. You don't want to lose. But at least you got beat by a really, really good team. Mercer wasn't the best effort, a little sloppy. Came back against Missouri, looked great offensively. And, yeah, Missouri probably is not a very good team. I don't know who's going to win between Missouri and Vanderbilt. who I think plays in a couple of somewhere down the road, yeah. But I think the way the schedule sets up from here on out, I think Auburn can win every game that they play from here on out. Even the Georgia and Alabama game, which are their two toughest teams remaining, in my opinion. They're at home. But let's narrow it down. From Mississippi State through Texas A&M, I think Auburn can win every one of those games.
I think they could, but, you know, I think they could also lose several of those games, too. I think they need to keep building and improving. I don't think what we saw against Missouri was good enough to beat all those teams because I think we have to take into account who they are playing. I think they've got to get more physical in the running game and more consistent, and I think they've got to, you know, I still think there's a test to come because, you know, they struggled with the pass protection really badly the first couple games of the season. And, you know, I think Mississippi State's got some good pass rushers on the team where Missouri didn't necessarily have that. So that's another test they're going to have to sort of get through and show they've improved in that area too.
A couple of names I want to throw out to you specific to the Missouri game. Kerryon Johnson. 5 touchdowns, 18 carries. How he looked to you, and no Cam Petway in the game. What can we read into all of that, Brian?
Yeah, I think Cam got nicked up again. I'm not sure exactly when it happened or exactly what it is, but he was dressed out. So you know, that's a sign that's not a serious injury. I thought Kerryon did really well in short yardage. I think he has a knack for getting those extra yards or getting in the end zone or finding little creases where there may not appear to be a lot of running room. Still want to see a little bit more explosive plays out of the running game. What I did like was Cam Martin. You know, he was terrific in the opener against Georgia Southern. Did not get a carry in the next two games. Comes back and has another good game against Missouri. I think Cam Martin needs to be a part of the game plan and start getting the ball in the first quarter and the second quarter and be more involved in this offense.
And two other names to contrast, Jared Stidham. Only 4 incompletions, and Malik Willis.
Well, starting with Malik, I thought it was just important for him to get out there and play. I think he got 20 snaps. I got to throw some passes, got to run the offense a little bit. You know, looked a little like a freshman, but still that experience will be invaluable going down the road. And, you know, you never know when you might need him in a more important situation. And then Jared, you know, you can see his progression, getting much better passer. And, you know, I think the next step for him is just to have one of those games where he throws for 3 or 4 touchdowns. And, you know, maybe that happens this week, but he is definitely getting more comfortable. I think he's getting better play, at least last week, out of his receivers and offensive line. And that can continue. He can be a really dangerous weapon for this Auburn team.
Brian Matthews, AuburnSports.com, joining us here this morning. What was – and there again, it's hard to really gauge playing a Missouri team that really didn't look that good. But I did – there were parts of Jared Stidham's game that I really liked. I liked how comfortable he looked when he dropped back to pass, kind of surveying the field, threw some good passes deep downfield. There again – not the toughest test he'll ever face, but from a confidence standpoint, Brian, to sit back there, take a look, throw some balls, complete them, to me, that pays dividends down the road.
I agree, and the other thing I like about it is he's not trying to force balls and not throwing a lot of passes that are close to being intercepted or intercepted. He's really protecting the football well, and if it's not there, he's taking off and running and trying to get some extra yards that way. So he's been really what's the word I'm looking for? Very efficient, I think, the last couple of games. That 83.3 percentage rate too is really, really impressive. You don't see that very often. And I think they've got a tougher test this week because I think he's going to feel some more pressure from State, and they'll throw some different things at him. But I like the way he's playing right now.
Now, Mississippi State, 5 o'clock Saturday, the SEC home opener for Auburn. Mississippi State looked great against LSU. Looked not so great against Georgia last week. What's your read on this game and that team coming in, Brian?
I think Georgia gave a pretty, sort of a blueprint of how to slow down Mississippi State. That's really pressure and contain Nick Franklin, their quarterback. He's a difference maker with his legs and his arm, but they did a great job mixing things up with him and making him try to go to the second and third receivers, and I think he struggled with that. I don't think he's quite as good, you know, when he has to do that. And I would expect Auburn to try to do the same thing. This defense is playing really, really well. They've got a lot of veterans that they can do a lot of different things with. I think Steele will dial up some different things to try to confuse Nick Fitzgerald, try to pressure him, and try to sort of contain him. If he has a big game, I think Mississippi State's capable of beating just about any team that play. So I think it's the key for Auburn's defense.
You know, when they beat LSU, everybody's going, "Oh, wow, look at State. You know, man, look at this team. They're for real." LSU might not be. They struggled against Syracuse last week. Then they go to Athens, and people were asking me, you know, what do you think about Georgia and Mississippi State? Who's going to win? And I said, well, you know, I want to see these two teams because I think we're going to find out what team is for real after they play. I think Georgia's for real. I'm not so much sold on Mississippi State, though, being for real. A lot of things have got to click and be going right for them as it did against LSU. In saying that, I mean, do you think State's complete? I mean, sure, they can come into Auburn and win. We all know that. But do you feel differently about State after seeing them play Georgia than you did after you saw them play LSU?
I do. I think they're capable of winning some big games. But I think they have a lot of things go right, and I think Nick Fitzgerald is still in the process of becoming a complete quarterback. So I think there's still some ups and downs to go. But I do think their front seven is really athletic and big and scary. I mean, they've got some big dudes on that defensive line, that front seven, an outside linebacker and some pass rushers. So I think they can affect the game that way. And, you know, I think they've got some receivers that need to grow up a little bit. You know, the running game needs to improve outside of Nick Franklin and his running. But I think they're capable, if Auburn doesn't play well, of coming in here and winning this game. I think maybe they got a little bit of a big head after what they did at LSU. And I think what happened to Georgia probably brought them back down to earth, and I would expect they're going to have a really good week of practice and really come out and play as well as they can against Auburn.
Well, I know you've got a busy period of time coming up ahead. For those people who want to follow the breaking story about federal corruption charges against several NCAA assistant basketball coaches, including Auburn's Chuck Person, and, of course, more run-up to the big football game Saturday at home in the SEC opener against Mississippi State, it's AuburnSports.com. Brian, how do they get in touch with you guys?
I appreciate it. They can check us out, AuburnSports.com. We'll have as much coverage as we can provide on this breaking news and everything that's going to happen in the Auburn basketball program now. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at BMATAU.